What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thursday of All-Star Game Week, working as long as both of us now have worked in the sports radio industry, I kind of like, because it gives you the freedom, the uniqueness to look ahead to football.
Agreed.
And, you know, kind of get ready here. As teams have reported the training camp, the Giants rookies have been there. And seeing Russell Wilson on stage last night, did a great job presenting the Jimmy V Award at the ESPYs, was kind of like that last public appearance, of which we have seen plenty since he has been signed to be the quarterback of the Giants.
He is the perfect New York athlete to be seen.
Yeah.
Because he's got star power. He looks the part. Obviously, he's got a history that's hugely successful. Super Bowl champion, quasi-MVP all those years. Never really got into the conversation, but we always thought of him as an MVP-type quarterback. And then things started to fade.
Big time.
First in Seattle, then in Denver, had a decent season last year in Pittsburgh, and now here he is at 37 years old trying to be the man in New York. He's already put his face into New York.
He has.
It feels like he's, I mean, we already know he knew he wanted to be a New Yorker or wanted to be a New York athlete, and he's put his image out there for sure. The question, and really the only thing that's going to matter, is he a good football player?
Exactly.
That's the only thing that's going to matter.
We spent 2 years ago when Aaron Rodgers signed with the Jets, albeit we're talking about an apples and oranges right. type deal and all the hoopla that came with it, with Aaron Rodgers being seen everywhere in New York City. And the hype around it was awesome. Super Bowl talk was there. You don't have any of that with the Giants, nor should you. This is a team coming off a 3-win season. They did just draft a quarterback in the first round, but a quarterback many expect to sit and wait. But all the stuff we've said about Russell Wilson, seen about Russell Wilson, it becomes reality now for Giants fans. And for me, Tiki, let me just start here. I have always looked at Russell Wilson the last couple of years. And I don't know how you couldn't and go, man, is that guy corny. Oh, man, must that be exhausting for him to be your team's starting quarterback. But I think last year, watching him play in Pittsburgh and the Steelers were seemingly on national TV every other week, there were moments where, boy, did that moon ball still look pretty.
Yeah.
Man.
He can still throw it.
He can still throw it. Man, you know what? That Steelers room, George Pickens is a head case, Calvin Austin. I don't know. Giants got Malik Nabers here. Wondell in the slot. All right. They got a tight end. They're looking to develop. I know Freiermuth was there in Pittsburgh. I didn't want to buy in.
You could almost talk yourself into it, right?
You could almost talk yourself into it. And how many times did we talk about it? We spun the wheel. Who would be the Giants quarterback? And we all debated. And Russell Wilson was one of those names in there. And I think I was the first on this show to go, I think I'd be excited by Russell Wilson. I think I'd want Russell Wilson. And I have him. And now I have to own it. Now I have to wear it. And now I have to hope this doesn't blow up in my face. I say this, Tiki, defiantly. I think Russell Wilson might be the perfect fit for what the Giants are trying to do. Mm. Okay? And by that, I mean the Giants aren't trying to win a Super Bowl. Sure, sure, it would be nice to shock the world. The Giants are trying to have a first-round quarterback that wasn't a top-five pick for a reason. Sit, wait, learn, and only need to play when the team gets eliminated. The Giants are trying to win games and reestablish a winning culture. And this quarterback just left a room in Pittsburgh that made the postseason, albeit again, didn't win a playoff game, fine, that was defensive-oriented and did enough with explosive plays down the field. That is the Pittsburgh Steelers last year, or who the Giants this year, should absolutely be aspiring to be. And I think the Giants might have more offensive talent, which I can't believe I'm going to say, than the Pittsburgh, not offensive line, but skill position-wise, than the Pittsburgh Steelers had a year ago. So, you know, I want to get into the corniness and whether you should believe in Russell Wilson or all of that. But just on the field-wise, as we get ready to start training camp and we see Russell Wilson wave one last goodbye to public appearances, I kind of think he's the perfect fit for what these Giants are trying to accomplish.
Well, I know that he's what the Giants want because I've had conversations with Daves and Shane about this when I went over there, whenever it was, a month or so ago, and talked to the team. And one of the things that they kept saying, and this is undeniable, and I felt this myself. In fact, Connor Orr, who wrote a piece for Sports Illustrated, documented it kind of exactly as anybody who meets Russell Wilson, and maybe you don't know him well, you haven't met him before, but anytime you meet Russell Wilson, you can't help but be like uplifted in some capacity. In fact, after I gave my little talk, he like came over and gave me a hug. Evan was making fun of me about it, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I'd love to chat with you and see, you know, just talk about playing in New York." Like, there's something that's infectious about him. And I say that because this is what I think Daves and Shane brought him to New York to do. Not to be the future, even though he thinks he's going to be the future. We'll talk about that at some point, but they didn't bring him here to be the future, to play until he's 42 years old and help lead the New York Giants to a Super Bowl. Like you said, Sean, if that happens, fantastic. We will all take it. Trust us. But I don't know if he has that left. He believes he has that left. But what he's brought here to do is, one, to be exactly what I said before, I was alluding to before, in that locker room. Right? Someone who guys hear the corniness, but know it's genuine. Like he actually believes it. He talks in cliches.
Unlimited.
But this is what we do in football. We talk in stupid cliches, and we try to motivate guys with positivity and things of that nature, right? That's what he brings. And he also has this, he has this ability to make the big play. I just don't know how often he's going to make the big play. And so that's what they're counting on. Win some games, bring some positivity to this locker room, and make some big plays and exploit some of this talent that you were alluding to. Malik Nabers is obviously there. Tyrone Tracy, the other one, Theo Johnson.
They just paid Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton, who they brought back. Right? Wandale Robinson, who with Malik Nabers were two of the top pass receivers in the league last year. Like, you want those guys to start to thrive, but you got to have a quarterback who can open it up for them. And I think Russ hopefully does that.
It
will be to be seen, though.
It will be to be seen. To be determined.
So
it is Connor Orr in Sports Illustrated did a pretty lengthy piece where he sat down with Russell Wilson, met him at a park, and kind of, you know, tried to chop it up with him and wave through what is phony about him and what is authentic. And I highly recommend going to read the piece. But I walked away from this kind of feeling like I understood Russell Wilson a little bit more, and there's a story about his father's passing and being by his bedside, and that kind of where he got some of the motivational stuff he said that we take as corny as fans, and I get all that. But if I could put our Giants fans' brains together or minds out there, or maybe you're a Giant hater and you're a Jet fan that wants to laugh at the Giants, as now we're going through the veteran quarterback stuff, by all means, call up 888-808-1019. Think about where we are right now in the Giants franchises. Now we pivot to the 101st season of Giants football. This team has become, for lack of a better term, a laughingstock year in and year out. And while we all rooted for them, let's face it, the stench of Daniel Jones became too much to ignore. Mm-hmm. And we are now entering the first time in 6 years where Daniel Jones is not in this room. He cannot be the punching boy or the punching bag. He cannot be blamed for any lack of success this year for the Giants.
He can't be the excuse.
And for anybody that wants to be down on the Giants' weapons this year, look, we got to see how these guys develop, but how much of that has been blamed on the poor play and the poor execution of Daniel Jones, his reluctancy to throw the ball down the field? That is a strength of Russell Wilson's, to throw the ball down the field. Tiki, I want to be excited about the Giants this year. And the schedule, look, I understand the schedule's hard, and I think that's kind of holding a lot of people back.
Oh, it definitely is. It
definitely is. And Jackson Dart is obviously this like figure lurking that we're all excited to see at some point. But I am trying for the first time in a long time to be sensible as a Giants fan and understand I don't want to rush Jackson Dart. If Jackson Dart has, ironically, a Russell Wilson's type rookie training camp where he wins the job, great, by all means, then like let's get cooking. But I understand why the Giants drafted him where he is. And I think it's actually Russell Wilson's place in Giants history could prove to be very important, even if it's overlooked as time passes on. Because if Russell Wilson does not have this thing stable, does not have this team having explosive plays, and right away that's another locker room that goes mentally, team stinks, fan base loses interest, anything, that is going to maybe put the Giants in a spot where they want to play Jackson Dart earlier than they anticipate, which could then maybe kill his confidence or whatever. I think if Russell Wilson can find a way to help this team make an extra play or two and their defense is flying around and maybe they steal a game versus the Commanders or Cowboys to start the year and they beat the Saints a couple weeks later, the more you could delay Jackson Dart having to see the field, the better long-term the Giants may be with their answer of Jackson Dart. And I don't think there's a Giant fan alive who looks at Kurt Warner in a negative light. And Kurt Warner won some games. You were on that team with the Giants. Yeah. I have no ill will towards him.
Won a lot of games, actually.
Won a lot of games. And the organization made a very difficult decision with a winning record to go, we're going to Eli Manning. But Eli Manning was the first overall pick. Jackson Dart is not.
Right.
So this is not the same scenario if anybody's going to call up on that. I say this to say, Russell Wilson can, in fact, start every game this year if the team is in contention. And if he does, maybe you do have some kind of, you know, Alex Smith to Mahomes type situation. I think Russell Wilson is actually very important to the current and future aspirations of the New York Giants. And I'm tired of all the pictures and public appearances. The time is now to be right about it.
Right. We don't stop building your New York resume. We don't care about that anymore. The only thing we're going to care about is whether you win or lose football games and really what it looks like. Here's the thing, though. You said you want to be optimistic about the Giants.
I do.
And I think every Giant fan is ready for that. I mean, get over the fact that the Daves and Shane held on to their jobs. They didn't deserve to be fired because the Giants couldn't keep doing that. They couldn't keep 2-3 years, fire a coach, let's restart the whole culture, organization, people thing. You can't keep doing it over and over and over again. You have to, at some point, give somebody a chance, and they finally did that with Daves and Shane going into their fourth year now. And so when I look at this team, I want to say, God, they're starting to build something defensively. It feels like that's where the identity is going to be, and that's exciting. And I know that Russell Wilson has some interesting weapons offensively. But then I go look at the schedule, as you just were talking about. In every game until week 10, except for maybe the Saints, I haven't figured out the Saints yet, but in every game except for the Saints game, in the first 10 weeks of the first 9 weeks of the season, they're going to be the underdog.
They will be.
They'll be the dog against Commanders, against the Cowboys, against the Chiefs, against the Chargers. Then you get the Saints game, and you get the Eagles, and you get the Broncos, and you get the Eagles again, and then you get the 49ers. Basically, all of those teams, save for the Saints, are playoff quality teams.
You could argue Super Bowl contenders.
Exactly. And teams that were ascending a year ago, one of them in two of those games of Eagles, they were the Super Bowl champion, right? Representative from the NFC and the ultimate champion of the NFL. And so like, it is going to be daunting. And it is going to be very hard to stay with your optimism when it hits the fan early.
No doubt.
Because it's going to.
Yeah.
These teams are better than the Giants are right now. Now, what can we do? We can hope for surprises.
Yeah. And you can hope the pass rush beats the crap out of quarterbacks.
Right. We can hope that Daves plays it like he did in his first year in 2022. Keep a game close. Find a way to win it at the end. Be smarter than the X's and O's. Be better than the players in the critical moments on the other team. And win games the hard, ugly way. But I know you want to be optimistic. I want to be optimistic. But just looking at it with a non-rose-colored glasses, just clearly looking at what's in front of the New York Giants this season, it feels like it might get ugly.
It does, and maybe that's why Russell Wilson is the perfect guy to lead the room.
Right.
I mean, he's at least
because despite the failure
or
the losses.
He's not going to blink. Russell Wilson's a guy who takes the field versus Patrick Mahomes in week three. Mm-hmm. We know Mahomes is 50 times better than him, but he's not going to blink. He's a guy who's won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's why I think he's the perfect answer, which leads me to the next point. I saw a tweet earlier from a reporter in town mm-hmm. that I openly laughed at on the train. To the point I took to Twitter, I go, what are we doing here? It involves what we're talking about. And I didn't think it was a big deal or a worthy talking point until our own Rich Ackerman act came up to me in the newsroom after somebody tweeted, our chief, I disagree with what you said. I go, what? So this tweet and a story that is out in the Daily News came from Pat Leonard, who covers the New York Giants. And Pat, we love you, but he's the same guy that couldn't wait to ask Dabes if his job was on the line after week one last
Dabes
year.
Already?
Exactly. So I thought, all right, July, did we get the Pat Leonard? Is Dabes getting fired? No. This is what we got 4 hours ago, Tiki. Ready?
Yeah.
The Giants' spring crowning of Russell Wilson as their starting quarterback and Wilson's media tour / parade around the Big Apple feels incredibly premature. Jackson Dart and Jameis Winston deserve a chance to win the Giants' QB1 job in camp. Let that breathe and let that settle.
Okay.
I agree with half of that.
Which is?
Jackson Dart is a rookie first rounder. If he is incredible, sure. I don't think that you'd necessarily hand it. Here's where I push back. It's where we've disagreed on Jameis Winston stuff.
Jameis Winston is the backup here.
And as he should be. The Giants signed both of these veterans. You read that schedule, and we know that schedule. There is nothing that should happen over the course of the next 5 weeks as the Giants are now reporting to training camp that should make anybody in that Giants room with any brain think, man, look at the way Jameis Winston's torching Dane Belton. This guy should be our starting quarterback over Russell Wilson. Those guys are both veterans mm-hmm. that we've seen a lot of tape on. And look, and this is where I'm going to really, really own in, the turnover numbers for Russell Wilson. And I think that's why he's another good fit for the Giants, too.
Of course.
8 interceptions, you know, last year, the year before. The Giants cannot function versus this schedule if they are turning the ball over. And Jameis Winston turns the ball over a whole hell of a lot.
I'm
backup.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from the pick sixes.
Be a backup. Be a good shoulder to lean on for Jackson Dart. If there's an injury, sure, we'll play you. We'll have the wild plays. But I can't have a conversation here on July 17th as the rookies have reported to camp that the Giants should open this up and allow Jameis Winston a chance to win this job. His career and Russell Wilson's career should both tell the story of who should have this job. Nothing on a training camp versus backups and whatnot should sway you.
Here's what's going to happen, regardless of what media or anyone else thinks. This is Russell Wilson's job. If he is horrendous or if he is injured, it will then be, all right, Jameis and Jackson Dart, which one of you is going to win the starting job? That's the only way that they're competing for the starting job, is if Russell Wilson just is lost, which he's not going to be because he's a professional more than anything, and or he's hurt.
Right.
That's the only way that Jackson Dart or Jameis Winston are competing for the starting job in week one for this New York Giants team. I can promise you that. So it might sound good to say it. It might get some clicks. It might get some reaction for you on Twitter. It's not, or X, whatever the heck it's called now. It is not going to happen.
Thank you.
Wilson is going to be the starting quarterback unless one of those two scenarios plays itself out, and I don't see that happening.
Thank you, because for a split second, ACK thought made me think I was going to go crazy, and I'm happy that you calmed me down, Tiki. All right, so I want to get Giants fans' thoughts here, 888-808-1019. Now that the media tour is over in this offseason, one final hello at the ESPYs. Training camp is now open, at least for the rookies. Are you excited about the prospects of Russell Wilson now being the starting quarterback? The Daniel Jones era is totally done now. We're taking the field. 888-808-1019. And Jet fans, I'll bring you to the equation next. Which one of our New York starting quarterbacks actually is set up to have the best season? Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson, topic du jour to start the show. Chris in Tinton Falls. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, what's cooking, boys? First off, Sean.
Yeah.
Got to tell you, bud, great job anchoring. You've really done a great job these past 2 weeks. I want to give a hats off, man. I'm really digging you. I think you did a great job.
It. That means a lot, Chris. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Man.
Yeah, and second, I have to admit, guys, I love how you've chronicled Evan's European adventure. I've been there a few times, and I'm so intrigued by Evan right now that he would be baffled by second-round contracts
right.
while he could be staring at the Louvre or the Eiffel Tower or the Sistine Chapel. It's It's just, wow, I've got to have a sit down with
Chris,
him.
Chris, I think he got bored. I think he got bored sitting on Lake Como. And so he's like, you know what? Let me just go see what.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Oh, second round. Nobody signed. Wait, there's 30 guys. Training camp is next week. Hold on, let me write to you. Let me see if you've heard of this.
And I know he's with his wife.
It would be Chris, better, like
Chris, I'll let you finish for a second, but I know he's with his wife, but I thought about this last night too. Isn't Italy known for like the topless beaches over there too? imagine thinking about the Bengals second round pick as these women are walking past.
Maybe he was talking to us about the second rounder so he didn't get himself in trouble looking at the topless women.
He was holding it in front of his eyes. Honey, I'm asking about the Bears. Hold on. All right, Chris, what else you got?
Evan's in Sardinia, and he's like, let me look at the Giants' 82 draft pick. Oh, Butch Wolfolk, failed second. Yeah, well, no. Yeah, I mean, yeah, him, Joe Morris, too funny. Anyway, guys, I'll be quick because thanks for the time. You guys know I've been critical of this current Giants regime, but Tiki, you brought up a good point. Now that they're here again, I was against it, but you got to give them their full blessing. They need 2 years, right? They need to develop the art. I am excited about this quarterback room. Unlike you guys, I do even have some excitement toward Jameis Winston. Just, it has been so brutal, as you guys know, that by Halloween, it's over.
Right.
And I'm all in on college football. Just knowing they can make, even if Wilson craps the bed, which I don't think he will. I think he'll play pretty competent at times. Knowing that, hey, I can still see Jameis for a couple of games. At worst case, and then December 10th, whatever, roll in the dart. So I think it's a decent plan, and you're right.
Yeah.
The defense is the identity. No question.
No doubt.
I still have a lot of questions on the offense. Neighbors is unquestioned. He's great. I think there's still some other areas, but they look like they've kind of figured it out and almost recognized some of their mistakes,
right,
even though they won't publicly admit it. I think they have. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, I mean, to further add to that, I think the beauty of this Giants season as we prepare is they've had some embarrassment moments, some moments in October. I think basically because Daniel Jones felt like the whole public perception was this was a mistake contract, the Giants got to get out from it. I think exercising that, Tiki, at no point this season should a Giant fan, despite whatever that win-loss record is, not feel excited to watch the team on a Sunday, because in any Sunday could be, you know what, they are tapping in Jameis Winston and anything could freaking happen in that game. Or it's Jackson Dart time and we're getting to, you know, that breath of fresh air. Or it's Abdul Carter's getting better every single week.
It's interesting with Jameis, because Jameis has zero fear. He also kind of gives zero Fs as well.
Yeah.
And so that's going to make it extraordinarily entertaining if he has to play. Now, you might hate it. I mean, it might be entertaining in that in the this sucks. Like he threw three interceptions, but he also could throw for 400 yards.
Sure.
And so there's something about Jameis that is, it's almost refreshing in that he's not fearful of the negative consequence.
I agree.
It doesn't always help you win, but at least you're entertained. It's better than being like bored to tears with not even trying.
And that's at times, I'm sorry, how Daniel Jones, at least the last 2 years, felt. And maybe it was because he took too many hits and he gotten hurt.
It definitely was. He wouldn't pull the trigger.
Right. That neck injury he got versus Miami, I think, totally changed him.
Right.
You just got to let it rip.
And again, Daniel Jones, is we're not mentioning Daniel Jones anymore. Actually, I think I might ban him from our show.
It's just...
You can't say Daniel Jones' name anymore. It's more about what we have going forward, because you talked about that quarterback room. Man, this is as compelling a quarterback room as the Giants have ever had.
Yeah. Give us Hard Knocks now.
Seriously, you don't have to talk about any of the other players. Forget the backup guard. Forget the reserve safety is making the team on special teams because he's a baller in that regard. Forget any. All you need is a camera on those three, really four, because you throw Tommy DeVito in there
as well.
It just becomes an unbelievable narrative. And I didn't even realize this until I saw it in Connor Orr's article at SI. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. We talked about it a little bit earlier. That Shea Tierney is reunited with Russell Wilson.
That's the Giants quarterbacks coach, was a grad assistant at North Carolina State with Russell Wilson. It's kind of come full circle for Russell Wilson.
It's kind of cool. Like there's something, I don't know, just feels like it's full circle for him. We know he's always wanted to be in New York, but now he's here and he has somebody that he's familiar with. It makes you feel okay.
And highly motivated, too, because Russell Wilson obviously is about his own brand and recognition as well. Look, a lot of these quarterbacks, especially as you get older, you have a chance to thrive in New York City.
Right.
Russell Wilson, for whatever went wrong in Denver, okay?
Oh, it was a lot.
A lot. His own office and all this other stuff.
Right.
People are allowed to learn from mistakes in life.
Well, he said that in the article.
Yes.
Right? He said, what do you take from those 4 years, really, because this is his fourth team in 3 years. And he said, that's life. You live life and you learn from the mistakes you made. And I got to tell you, the Denver situation, because I know it intimately, because Nate Hackett is a good friend of mine, it wasn't pretty. And it wasn't all because it was bad coaching. A lot of it was bad leadership decisions on Russell's part. And the way you learn to be a better leader is to sometimes make mistakes.
Exactly. And you got to hope he's made those mistakes or learned from those mistakes. Anthony in Staten Island. Anthony, what's up?
My third call this week, boys. I've had a lot of time.
What's up?
I love it, Anthony.
Now, I just want to say one thing. I came back from the beach the next day, and you guys told me Gardner signed the contract, and I got really mad from that.
Yes.
And then after I hung up, you guys were talking about me being at a beach in Staten Island.
Correct.
Staten Island's a borough. It's not a prison. I got in the car, and I went to Donovan's Beach in Jersey.
Oh, and, so you didn't even go to a Staten Island beach.
All right.
Come on, man.
No, if I want to commit suicide, I'm going to go to the water in Staten Island.
Let's not go there, but all right.
Well, now I'm on my way to Jones Beach.
Wow.
And I'm in the car again doing that.
Anthony, I can tell you as a Long Islander, you're going to the wrong beach, too. I mean, geez.
Where should he go?
My grandson's out there.
Oh, fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough.
All right. Concerned. I love him. I always did. I think he's going to prove something this year. I think he wants to go out in a big bang, and I think he's going to lead the Giants, who I believe are going to definitely beat Washington the first game.
I mean,
definitely.
Bet it now. You heard it from me.
I don't know if I would
get on board with that, but hey, you never know.
And Rodgers is going to wipe out the Jets out of anger alone. He's thrown for five touchdown passes. And Tiki, I just Kiki, I have one question for you.
Go ahead.
It might be emotional, but what do you think is the real reason as to why Jim Fassel was never even considered for another job again?
It frustrated a lot of us that really loved Jim. He got one other shot to coach. He was a coordinator with Billick.
In
Baltimore. But it was short-lived. I think it was only a season or two.
Was he even really a coordinator? Was he a special assistant coach?
Yeah, he might have just been a special assistant. No, he did coach in the UFL.
That's right.
Whatever that league was.
It was like a 4-team league.
I think it was UFL. And he ended up winning whatever their version of the championship was. So he always was a good coach. Honestly, I think it had to do with his relationship with the Maras. And, I don't know. It just felt like it ended poorly. With the Maras, and then he never got another shot. So
yeah,
I don't know what to make of that. It just is what it is, and it sucks because I thought he was a very good coach. But just like any coach, they have their flaws, and sometimes it keeps them from getting another opportunity.
But to Anthony's point, I mean, growing up a Giants fan too, looking back at my entire life as a Giants fan, Jim Fassel is probably one of the most underrated figures in Giants history.
Oh, I agree.
No doubt about it.
I 100%
agree. All of that. Anthony is in Astoria. Anthony, what's up? Anthony? Oh, boy. His question was, he wanted to know where Tiki partied before the Super Bowl?
Which one?
I know that's what I wanted to get to. Does this mean when you're out, or did he mean the week you made the Super Bowl?
Huh.
I don't know. That's what I wanted. I was
did
hoping
to party before our Super Bowl.
That's the right answer. Do you know, Tommy?
I don't know. Connor screened the call, but Tiki, your Super Bowl was in Tampa?
Yeah. We were told explicitly.
A lot of strip clubs in Tampa.
We were told explicitly that there was a crackdown happening that week. In fact, they had instituted a new law in Tampa that you had to be 6 feet, maybe? Or whatever. Maybe it was like 2 feet, but you couldn't even touch them. They instituted it, this law, and that there were going to be FBI agents. Like undercover, like all this stuff about going to. So obviously, I'm sure some guys went, but nobody went.
Chris Rock was right about the champagne room all along, I guess.
Yeah,
on that
the 2 feet law.
He was saying he saw lines of limousines outside somewhere with what he thought were players' wives, and that's what, I guess, what he wanted to parlay that into. If Tiki was there, or
the players' wives were at the strip club.
That's what he was saying.
At the Super Bowl?
Not at the strip club, but just he was out somewhere and saw that.
They have good food at a strip club.
Yeah. Hey, of course. That's where you go for dinner. Tommy, I didn't get your thoughts.
Super Bowl 35 didn't matter. You realize my brother lived in Tampa.
Mm.
And I visited my brother who lived in Tampa.
You made it more of like a family thing.
No, I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
We lived in Tampa.
Oh, I see what you mean.
wink, there.
Like, I didn't need to Super Bowl
in
35.
Tampa, yeah.
Let me go to...
I'll be back next week anyway. Yeah, exactly. I gotcha. Tommy, positive Tommy. Here we are. Russell Wilson, ready to embark on camp.
You would think that positive Tommy and Russell Wilson would be a match made in heaven.
Oh, God, you're anti...
It don't work for me, dog.
You're a positive Tommy. What do you mean it don't work for you, dog?
I'm very positive about the Giants. I'm just not positive about Russell Wilson. I just can't get on board with it, dude.
You don't even want to root for him?
It's not that I don't want to root for him, because obviously if I root against him, I'm rooting against the team.
Whoa,
you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Well, hold on.
Now, here's the thing. Tommy, when he goes south or has multiple bad games in a row, he's getting crushed.
Definitely.
Trust me.
And
I'll be at the front of the line.
No, you're right. But here's my issue. Forget whether he's going to get crushed or not. Tommy, you're positive. Tommy, you're a Mets fan. If I say the names to you, Brett Beatty, Mark Vientos, and Ronnie Mauricio, what do you do with those names?
Yeah, they're budding superstars. You just got to give them a little bit more time. They're going through some ins and outs, but I fully expect them to be, all-stars.
No. But I say that because all three are basically vying for, the same position or a combination of positions.
I see what you're saying, the musical chairs.
So it's not like you have to prefer Jackson Dart or anything. Shouldn't positive Tommy be positive about all the Giant quarterbacks?
Well, you know who I'm the most positive about, and Tommy DeVito, of course, is interning right now, and he's doing well with the Giants here. We wish him the best. The Russell Wilson thing, I wanted him here a couple years ago. I don't understand the idea of having Russ and Jameis. I just don't get the whole plan here. I don't know why you have both quarterbacks.
See, I think you're overthinking that. I think they signed Jameis Winston to a very cheap deal with the saying, we know we could play him if we have to.
Right.
They had not signed Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson was going back and forth to the Steelers.
Right, he's there to be the backup.
Exactly.
They didn't know at that time whether they were getting the quarterback, any quarterback in the first round.
We were crushing them. That free agency had gone by. Remember I did that whole week in St. Thomas and they still hadn't had a quarterback?
Yes.
And then I came back and then they signed. They knew they had to get somebody in there, and Jameis Winston fit the mold. He could be a backup. We need to be a backup. We need a starter. They didn't spend a lot of money. They then get Russell Wilson. That gave them the leverage in the draft so that when Joe Shane was working those phones to trade up for Jackson Dart, any GM that sees Joe Shane without a quarterback or just Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson
fleece
is going to go.
He's going to fleece him.
Going to fleece him. I think signing Jameis Winston set up several things. Maybe they didn't have to pay Russell Wilson as much money. So anybody that complains about they don't understand their plan came together one by one, and signing Jameis Winston didn't prohibit them from doing anything else they wanted to. In fact, it probably helped.
Right. It definitely did because they signed for so cheap.
Exactly. Vin in Florida. Vin, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
What's up, Vin?
Hey, just real quick. I don't think... Hey, Tiki, you've been a fan, Giants fan a long time, so you're one of my favorites. Actually, I still have a Tiki jersey in my closet.
My wife wore it,
but a lot of great memories, and it's been rough the last few years. But, you know, early on last year, well before the draft, there was a lot of things we were hearing about Jackson Dart. Eli loves him, apparently, and he still has a lot of influence on the team.
Right.
And I don't think they ever were going to bring Shador Sanders to New York.
I agree with you. So, even though they went out and saw him a bunch of times.
Yeah, unless you're getting the first pick and you're going to get Cam Ward. So I don't think Dart's going to see the field at all this year. I think Jameis is a perfect backup. He's a positive guy. He's a high-energy guy. He is mistake-prone with turnovers, but his teammates love him every place he goes. And Russell Wilson is a pick you can't really criticize. So I think between the two of them, if something happens to Wilson, I think Winston will play. And I think you're only going to see Dart this year in an absolute emergency. I think this is the kid they really wanted all along. And I don't think they're going to make the same mistake that they made with Mr. Unmentionable.
And look, Matt, you might be right. You know what I mean? And if he doesn't play at all this year at all, that is not a bad thing for the New York Giants.
No, I would assume they were good. The only pushback I would give to Vin is if Russell Wilson got hurt earlier in the year, I could totally see them going to Jameis Winston saying, let Dart just worry about all this other stuff. Even if Dart's taking the number two reps in practice, Jameis is kind of plug and play. But if you got to late December and the team was eliminated and Russell Wilson wasn't playing well and then they went to Jameis Winston, I think that would be more of an indictment to the fans that, oh, man, we're not even giving Dart these reps with the team out of it.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't say Dart won't see the field this year. If this team is not in playoff contention in December,
but that's the
he
scenario.
Better be.
But that's a scenario where you will see him.
Right. So that's why if they don't see him, my point is I think they're in playoff contention through December.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And that's a good good thing.
Yes.
I mean, when was the last time we've had that? I mean, well,
2022.
Yeah. But other than that anomaly season, like when was the last time we've seen it? And so again, this is the beauty of Russell Wilson in that he believes he can do that.
Right.
He's not coming in saying, "Oh, this is a terrible situation. They haven't won in a lot of years. I don't know about the talent, offensive line, coaching staffs." He's not saying any of that. In his mind, he believes that he's got the best staff. He's got the best collection of skill position players. He said as much, basically, when talking about Malik Nabers, and it's one of the reasons he wanted to come here, because of his big play ability. And then he has this ultimate belief in himself.
Yeah.
He's playing for another 5 years.
Yeah, that was the other part of the article. He thinks he's going to play till he's 41, he's 37.
Mr. Unlimited.
Which is, you know, look,
ambitious.
Ambitious. Have that confidence. We've seen that not really work out with a lot of guys.
You got to be unlimited.
Every one of these veteran quarterbacks got to stop thinking they're Tom Brady, too, and playing until they're in their 40s. I mean,
it's hard not to when you're making at least $20, $30 million a year.
I totally understand that, but let's be real. I mean, every one of these older quarterbacks, Eli, Roethlisberger, what we've seen from Rodgers, while they might show flashes in games, that age is tough to fight off, man.
It's limited.
It's Mr. Very Limited.
How many times are we going to have to hear that for the next 2 months?
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Yeah, great. So if the Giants, to further your point, Sean, are bad this year, you're absolutely seeing Jackson Dart because Dable and Shane are getting fired. If it's a bad, the only way they keep their jobs is the hope that Jackson Dart good is point. Good. You can't show, you know, Ole Miss tapes to John sure. Mara and say, well, this guy might be something.
Right.
You have to see that the young quarterback you drafted has potential. Otherwise, they're both going to be gone if it's a bad.
Yeah, not only that, Tommy, you have to show that you've increased his potential. Not that he has it, because we know he has it. Jackson Dart has potential. It is where it is. It's sitting in this potential just wrapped up, which, by the way, is a bad word, potential, because if it never realized, it turned, you hate it.
Right? And it wasn't potential.
Right, exactly. But you have this potential. If it doesn't grow at any point, then it's still you're still just a starting point.
Right.
And so as a coach, the only way you make yourself valuable with potential, with a young, potentially good player, is to increase that potential over time. So if the Giants are out of it, you got to believe you're going to see Jackson Dart. Because there's no way you're just going to keep your job if you're just saying, we'll get to him next year.
And that would be an exit meeting question for Dable and Shane. Why should we believe in you for another straight year? Well, we have Jackson Dart. Why didn't you show him us?
Yes.
Show us. You're right, Tommy. 100%.
Let me give you a good hot take here, or a strong opinion, because, you know, I've been down on Brian Dable. I think if he can navigate the first 10 weeks with Russell Wilson and have a good record.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I would not fire him. This schedule is so brutal.
It is really brutal.
That's why.
And every time I look at it, I'm like, man,
it gets worse each time you
look
at it.
They weren't good enough to have this guard of a schedule.
But the league doesn't work like that anymore.
Of course it doesn't.
But only for two games.
I understand that, but still, I know. It is brutal.
It is.
But I mean, there's like, if you were doing the old
win loss,
the Mike Francesa win loss thing, you'd pick three games, maybe four.
No, like, there's no question. But I am still a believer, and it's such a league-to-league year, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, look, I mean, the Commanders, I think, are going to be awesome because I think Jaden Daniels is awesome. But, like, they signed a Von Miller yesterday. Like, they got older in spots. I don't know what to believe in Deebo Samuel. Dallas has Brian Schottenheimer coaching. The Chiefs played how many of those games earlier in the year where you're like, why are they in these close games? Could they lose these games? And if the Giants' pass rush, that is their identity, is worth anything, like we think it's going to be, that is exactly in the NFL how you steal a couple games versus teams you're not supposed to beat.
It's true.
I am not painting the picture. I think the Giants are going and winning 11 games this year or anything like that. All I am saying is when you stare at the schedule, I am with everybody at how hard a schedule it is, but you're also staring at the schedule under the prism that these are last year's New York Giants. And the team, while filled with a lot of the same pieces, are either have pieces that you expect to take next steps forward, Newbins and Phillips and Neighbors, et cetera, or you just invested in Holland and Adebo and Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence is healthy and hopefully Andrew Thomas is healthy. This should be a better roster than it was a year ago.
It is definitely a deeper roster.
Yeah. And the quarterback should be better.
Right.
And that's how you make big plays.
Yeah, the only thing you got to worry about, offensive line, health.
We're trying to avoid talking about the offensive line, Tiki. It's always the scary part.
It really is.
Frank in Kings Point. Frank, what's up?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. Big fan.
Thanks, Frank.
Guys, you know, I'm a Steelers fan, and I'm with Positive Tommy. I think Russell Wilson stinks. wouldn't the Steelers have tried to keep him rather than go after Rodgers if they thought he had anything left?
Frank, you asked one of my favorite questions of the offseason. I'll answer it. The Steelers franchise and the Giants franchise are in two completely different places.
Right.
If we were doing sports radio in Pittsburgh,
this is a great point.
The talking point around Pittsburgh is why do we keep making the wild card round and that is our plateau and we cannot do any better than this. Russell Wilson was good enough to lead a defensive-oriented team, create a couple deep balls, don't turn the ball over, and lead a team to make the last wild card in a tougher conference, by the way. But you know what? He's not a good enough quarterback to carry through the playoffs. The Steelers are looking for higher aspirations. They're getting tired of Mike Tomlin running to that wall. The Giants are a three-win team that is building a defensive-oriented team that is trying to win games and get themselves to a franchise point where, all right, can we establish ourselves as a playoff roster where we make a wild card, we lose, and then we turn it over to a rookie quarterback?
They're just trying to find stability.
Exactly.
They're trying to find year-over-year organizational stability, and Russell Wilson can bring that.
Exactly.
He might not be capable of winning a Super Bowl. But that's not what you're looking at right now.
And which is
you need stability.
Which is why the Giants drafted Jackson Dart, because they're hoping that once they climb this next ladder of building up winning football week in and week out with a Russell Wilson, hopefully, that then they can go and turn the ball right to Jackson Dart next year and hope he takes off. Think about the Minnesota Vikings, what they're trying to accomplish this year. And everybody loves Kevin O'Connell. They had Sam Darnold play all that football last year while J.J. McCarthy was out. They had no problem letting Sam Darnold, who established them back to being a wild card team, walk in free agency.
Yep.
And now they're handing it over to J.J. McCarthy, their rookie from last year. That's what the Giants are trying to do this year. Now, again, tougher schedule may not allow them to make the playoffs, but you know, maybe the Giants signed for 7 wins, keep that.
Right.
That's what the Chiefs did with Alex Smith. The Packers had Jordan Love sitting there. The Steelers are trying to finally get back to a Super Bowl. They saw they couldn't do that, Russell Wilson. They're trying to take a one-year flyer on Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it'll work out, but that is why they're different than the Giants and why they look to get Rodgers and not Russell Wilson. It's an apples to oranges comparison between the two organizations.
They're in two different spots, and their objectives for this season are very different.
Yes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.